Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has had the great pleasure to welcoming at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, Daniela, who's from Costa Rica, and Diego, who's from Ecuador. Now, we met before, about a couple of months ago, maybe a bit longer, where we were cupping at Nude. And in fact, we were cupping, amongst other beautiful coffees, Costa Rican coffees. And Daniela is here for one purpose and one purpose only, together with Diego, is to talk coffee. And we're lucky enough that Daniela actually brought us some coffee to cup and to pull through the R58 and even do an AeroPress with it. Daniela, just tell us a little bit more about the coffee itself and what you want to do with Costa Rican coffee.
Okay. Well, the coffee comes from the region in the West Valley of Costa Rica, and the area is called Naranjo. They already have a certification of origin, which is quite a progress that the producers have been working on a lot in Costa Rica. And the coffee was already roasted from the producer, so we're sort of sampling with the profile of roast that they did, which was a medium roast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we must mention that you import the green coffee, but this particular coffee was roasted at origin itself.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And that's part of the process to explore what would be the market for that sort of coffee, and at the same time give feedback to the producers on the roasting that they're doing, and finding here the differences between the different roasts and the different preferences in the UK.
I mean, it's fair to say that it actually excelled in the AeroPress. And the reason for that being, because we've got to tell our listeners what it actually tasted like. So according to you, what do you think it tasted like?
It was very chocolatey, and that's part of the medium dark roast that the producers did back in Costa Rica to try and excel that chocolatey flavor.
Mm-hmm. Also, tell us how high these beans are grown at.
Yes, it's an altitude of 1700. And one of the really interesting things about this coffee, it's an organic coffee. It comes from three different organic farms in that area. And it's shade grown coffee. So it's a traditional way of growing coffee in Costa Rica, where they use trees, either banana, and they were using as well avocado trees to provide shade for that coffee plantation. And that as well tells us a lot that it's small farming and not the huge farming of coffee, which is...
And your personal kind of desire, why, of course, it's your origin, Costa Rica, why help Costa Rican farmers?
Well, part of the aims is to really connect the producers with the market in the UK or the global market. Many of them have really strains or not even the time to be able to link directly to the market. So that's one of the main objectives, and bring benefits to both ends.
So from one passionate person to the next, Diego again exudes passion and he loves his trade. He's now become a barista as well. But Ecuador, tell me about...
Yes, well, I had the pleasure to visit one of the farms in their natural reserve of Maquipacona in December. And it was then that I realized this, that I had a passion for coffee, not only because of the product itself is so rich and delicious, but I actually saw how much coffee was helping the community. And I thought from that point on that this is the area where I want to actually excel and want to carry on working on.
So what's specific about Ecuador and coffee? It's not on many people's radar.
It's not. Actually, our production is fairly small in comparison to countries like Colombia or Brazil, which are closer to us. But the altitude of our coffee is actually excellent. And the microclimates where the coffee grows is particularly good for a specialty coffee.
And you're actually traveling back to origin, to your country, to that particular reserve very soon.
I will be heading back on the 29th of August. And I'm hoping to bring back a few green bean samples, actually. So hopefully I'll be hitting here again when we'll try the Ecuadorian roast.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your barista skills. Where did you learn those?
London School of Coffee was my first, where I learned the trade, I suppose. But I've been working ever since on the streets of London for being about 10.
Okay, yeah. And let's get back to Daniela, because you told me also that you've got ancestors who were actually farming. So tell us a bit about that.
So my great-great-grandfather was called Augusto, and he was growing coffee in Costa Rica, and he made a contact with a coffee trader at the time from England called Le Lacheur, and he was from Guernsey finding new routes, and they actually established the direct route from Costa Rica to the UK, and that's how actually our country was started growing mm-hmm. out of coffee. So mm-hmm. I see the importance in that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just following his footsteps.
The other interesting thing you said is that you're not allowed to grow Robusta beans in Costa Rica. Isn't that amazing?
That was by law. There was a prohibition of growing Robusta just to protect the quality of coffee in mm-hmm. Costa Rica. And mm-hmm. we only grow Arabica coffee.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Now back to Ecuador, because yes. I've actually went on that website. You want to say the website of that particular reserve?
Maquipucuna. Mm-hmm. If you just Google Maquipucuna, actually, you'll be able to find the reserve. Maquipucuna is spelled M-A-Q-U-I. B-U-C-U-N-A.
Yeah. I'll put it there for people to see.
Thank you.
But it's also a bird reserve, isn't it?
It's a bird reserve, yeah. It's one of the most biodiverse places in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I mean, I encourage everybody to just go on their website. And I tell you what, if I had the time, I'd just come with you. Because I haven't been to Ecuador. I haven't been to Costa Rica either. But it's countries of, obviously, that steep in tradition and history. And where there's coffee, there's love.
Indeed.
All right. Thanks, guys, for visiting. And I hope you're going to come back
Thank you.
With more coffee to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. So stay tuned.